Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg.
Here's the host of the show, Josh Beck.
Greetings, Greater Sykesville area. We are the Knights Around the Table. I am Josh Beck, joined today by
Grand Knight Greg Oren
and Lecturer Rich Perron.
We are members of the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612. We are here to let the community know who we are and what it is that we are up to. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
A very big Happy New Year to everyone. And if you are giving me a funny look, you missed last month's episode where we discussed that the Knights of Columbus change their calendar as of July 1st. Hence, we have Greg Oren stepping in as our new Grand Knight. And how does it feel? You excited?
I'm very excited.
It's going to be a good year.
I'm praying for it, and I believe we're going to have a great year.
Rob's not here tonight, so feel free to say whatever you want. We're not going to do any comparisons or anything. Just remember that he will hear it later. It is summertime, though, so the calendar is a little bit lean. Still, however, we have events going on. First of all, we want to welcome three new knights who joined Council 7612 this past month. So a plus three to our membership. It's the right direction to be going in. I like that.
Exactly.
Remember, everybody, keep those referrals coming in. We want every Catholic man in the area to join us. General reminder here, our weekly Rosary for Peace takes place on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. That still continues. And then coming up, the month of July, Friday and Saturday, the 17th to 18th, the Knights of Columbus are supporting M&T Bank Stadium at the Morgan Wallen concert. So if you are able to volunteer to do refreshments, please, by all means, contact Eric Klaser. On Sunday, the 9th of August, we will be holding our installation ceremony for Greg and his new officers. So after the 10:45 Mass that day, if you feel like sticking around to support the incoming group, or regime if you want to call them, please do. I'm sure that they would appreciate the support. Jumping ahead to August, can't believe that we're talking about late summer already, but that's a different story. Over Monday and Tuesday, the 10th to 11th of August, there is a BTS concert. That is a K-pop band, BTS, no idea what it stands for. At M&T Bank Stadium, again, the Knights will be supporting the concessions there. And then the football preseason starts. On Saturday, the 15th of August, the Ravens are hosting the Philadelphia Eagles at 7 p.m. And then Friday, the 28th of August, the Ravens are hosting the Washington Commanders at 6 p.m. So again, if you are able and interested in helping out there, please contact Eric Klaser. Looking ahead just slightly further, one of the big events of the year is the St. Joseph Block Party. That is scheduled for Saturday, the 12th of September. So mark your calendars. It's a huge parish event. Everyone is invited. And it is really just a lot of fun, a great family event. Be watching for more details about that. A reminder that our council has a Google Calendar set up, which allows you to import our events directly into your online Google Calendar. Just add our email address, 7612kofc@gmail.com. That's 7612kofc@gmail.com. And your calendar will be populated with the most up-to-date Knights of Columbus events. So please look it up. Now, before moving on, I am joined again tonight by
Greg Oren
and Rich Perron.
Now, Greg, not to put you on the spot, but you are the incoming Grand Knight, and we're very excited to have you. Let's talk a little bit about what your plan is for the next year. What is it that your vision entails, and who do you have supporting you along the way, besides everybody? Who are your officers?
Well, as Deputy Grand Knight, I have Mike Burns. As our Chancellor, I have Tony Seary. And as the Warden, I have Bill Nellies. I'm looking really forward to this year. The council has been is very active, and we've done a lot of great things for the community. And I just want to keep that going, looking at new things that we can do to generate more financial windfall, to be able to donate to these charities that are close and dear to our heart, and just making it another great year where we just come together, support the community, utilize the church, and bring more people into not only the church, but the Knights.
It sounds like more of the same, but I'm sure that you are looking to put your own spin on how we do things. Do you have any kind of secret sauce you're looking to add in, or is that, as the name entails, a secret?
Well, there's a few things that we are talking about making some changes here and there. We'll probably discuss those in future episodes, but for right now, everything is pretty much in line. Like you mentioned, the block party is our first big event that we do a lot with. And from there is when we really start to get active and busy, and we'll make a few changes here and there. But I mean, Rob set a really good precedent. I mean, with the comedy event and a lot of the things that we've been doing in the past. So
sure,
a few things coming in the future, but we'll keep those a little secret for now.
That's fair. I mean, it's got to be a tough job. I have to give props to you. This is such an established council. We talked about it the last episode, where there is just such a legacy of a strong Catholic home here in the Eldersburg-Sykesville area. There is such a sense of community among not only the parish, but the Knights. And a lot of the past Grand Knights are still around and still active. It has to be a little bit daunting to take it on and say, I have to not only come in and meet their standards, but everybody's going to be looking to me to add my own flair on top of this.
Well, that is true, but also the support is absolutely incredible. I'm able to talk with the previous Grand Knights and all the guys that run a lot of the things like the Tom Gruhl and the Dave Loves of the world. And like I had great support from Rob Somerville, Al Grassley, and Josh Flatley, that were previous Grand Knights. I mean, everybody comes up to me and says, "We got you." So I know I've got the support, and that's what makes it a little less daunting.
Sure.
So there's a lot of things that are already in place, but we'll see about changing some things up and see where we go from there.
Sounds good. Speaking of which, Rich, as a past Grand Knight, how have things changed since you were Grand Knight?
I was Grand Knight back in 95 and 96, so that's another era. But except for a few years that I've been with this council over 40 years, I've seen growth all the time in the ability of the team, the Grand Knights team, to improve the council many, many times over. And with just a few times that there were other people who had their own ideas, and we kind of flatlined a little bit. But I would say in the last 10 years, the Consul is back on a strong upward trend. We've had some great Grand Nights and great support because the Grand Knight doesn't do it alone.
Sure.
So it starts from the person who's the warden, who learns his job and then moves on up to the chairs and becomes the Grand Knight, and his experience in those 4 years makes him a better Grand Knight. And we've had some tremendous Grand Knights. I'm going back to, no, I won't mention any names, but I say there was a hiatus there where was some things that kind of flatlined. But we were on an upward growth, and it's positive. Everything is positive. And that's the reason why I've been along this many years, and I'm still active with the Knights, because I enjoy it.
And that legacy is not only important to our community, but it is also very neat to see how that then ties into the sudden resurgence of Catholicism that we're seeing around the world, where I don't know if it is because of Pope Leo, if it's just because of the climate of the world, or if the Spirit is active in other ways. But I believe we talked about how there were record numbers of people converting to the Catholic Church and coming into Mother Church this past Easter. So I have to think that with this infusion of, pardon the expression, but new blood being brought into our walls, and then their excitement and trying to harness that and apply it to the Knights and bringing new Knights into the fold, it's a real exciting time to watch and see how that legacy is built on it and moves forward.
Well, I tell you, what's encouraging to me is that we have the Rich Perrones, the Peter O'Sullivans, the Tony Joyos, the Tim Palmers. These guys have been here. Jerry Reeds. I mean, these guys have been around for a long time, and they're still active.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really encouraging to some of the guys that are kind of middle-aged like myself. And over the last couple of years, we're starting to see an influx of some younger guys joining the Knights.
Sure.
So even with younger kids, teenagers, I mean, that's encouraging as well, because that's always been the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much time, but we have the Tim Baylors of the world,
mm-hmm,
that have kids that are running around crazy, but he still finds the time to be able to contribute and be a part of this.
Yeah.
And that's really what one of my goals is, to keep bringing in the younger people and having these guys be a part of this at a younger age, and just giving any time they can, a event here and there.
Sure.
Just show up, contribute, help us, and you become part of a family.
Absolutely. I, from personal experience, can say I joined the Knights very shortly after. I know I shared the story, but it was very shortly after I was baptized, same week. But I was only 36 years old, and a good friend of mine said, make sure that you join the Knights. And it was actually very daunting at first, because it's this huge organization, massive membership. You know that they do events all over the place. Even before I was even considering becoming Catholic, I knew that the Knights were everywhere and they were involved in so much. And to kind of join the ranks really it seemed intimidating. But just like you said, especially because I had three young daughters at home. My youngest daughter at the time was 2.5 years old, maybe three. So there wasn't a lot of time to go around. And it really was, what am I going to do? How am I going to get involved? And it started off with one event here and there. I think I maybe did one or two events a year for the first couple of years, until you find, not just in relation to the other Knights, a place to fit in, but you also find, okay, this is what works for me and my family. This is how this fits into my work life and the other activities that I'm involved in. And pretty soon you are able to find a place where you are both effective and able to engage. And it's a really neat thing to kind of look back over that time period and say, not only did I make it work, but you could see the way that the Spirit moves you just by being a knight. It's almost the prompting to try this, try that, reach out here, reach out there. Even being here on this show was nothing more than getting an invitation from Eric Klaser because I was brand new to this council. And after doing a brand new person interview, he said, why don't you come back? You know, and it's funny. Those things just kind of happen. And you realize, okay, this is how I can contribute. And it's very real to just show up and be there. And so kudos to all of the young members out there. I know it's tough. And guys, stick with it. But great things ahead. Great things ahead for the council. Thank you. Thank you for being here and kind of sharing with us. I look forward to giving you the council report at the beginning of the episode every month. And that'll be your opportunity to really kind of share those secret things that
right.
you're not going to share yet. And then talk about some of the victories that we've had. So I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely looking to always strive to be better than the previous year. And you know, mainly from a financial perspective and being able to just give the money out to the charities that really need it.
Sure.
So that's what that's the main goal, and that's what we strive to do. And it's been great for the last few years that I've been with the Knights, and I look to just carry the torch around again.
Sure. It's quite the mission. I'm excited to be here with you.
All right, thank you.
And I'm always excited to be here with you, Rich.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's kind of like when you join the Knights here, it's kind of like swimming. You get in the water and you're afraid to get in because the water's cold, but all of a sudden you feel comfortable. and then, you know, you say, wow, this is pretty good. And you, like you said, you find one little project. Hey, I can help do that. I can help do that. Pretty soon you're Grand Knight.
And then you don't want to leave the Knights because you'll be cold if you get out of the water? Is that the end of that metaphor?
No, we throw an anchor right through.
Okay.
It's all good.
I'm not sure about that.
It's all good. If you wonder what you can do for your church, it's a small thing. Join the Knights. You'll find something to do.
You'll find something to do.
Yep.
And you know what? You'll have fun doing it.
Absolutely. Yes, if it's not fun, you're not going to do it.
That's right.
You know, it's all camaraderie, and it's, you know, sometimes it's sweaty and everything else, but all in all, it's, you know, the pay is the same regardless of what you do. It's just you enjoy doing it.
Rich brings up a really good point. Some of the events are really, they're busy. They're not the easiest things to do, but we have a good time together.
Yep.
Yes.
There's a lot of fellowship. There's a lot of laughs. There's just good times. And at the end of the day, we're making money for charity.
That's right. And if nothing else, you can count on Rich to have some kind of good stories to share, because he's always got a story for something.
I always have a story.
Yes, we know.
Speaking of which, Rich,
and now,
what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I'm going to give you the rest of the story now. What I just want to remind, and I mentioned it in past edifications here, that the beatification mass for Archbishop Sheen, who was our namesake, so we should definitely plan some big events. Word to the Grand Knight about planning a big event for September. September 24th on a Thursday will be the beatification of our namesake, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. At 2 p.m. it is going to be at the Central Time, because it's going to be held at the Dome of America Center in St. Louis, Missouri. I know why I say St. Louis, Missouri, when he was from Peoria. It's because they don't expect there to be enough room in Peoria, Illinois, to accommodate the expected 100,000 or more people to be at that event. So it's going to be held at the Dome of America. There'll be a mass said there by a cardinal, and the beatification ceremony will take place. Other things, you know, and just to bring you up to date on Archbishop Sheen, that you don't find many saints who make the cover of a magazine, but in April 14, 1952, he was on the cover of Time magazine. And to show his blessed life, he died before the Blessed Sacrament, which he was a very big promoter of the Blessed Sacrament. It was exposed in his room, and he died on December 9, 1979. He has written over 70 books, won an Emmy Award, and brought the Catholic faith to millions of American homes since his radio and television series. Sheen always opened his show with "Peace be with you," and ended his shows with "God loves you." And I think that tradition should go on. And there you have some more about Archbishop Sheen, which we should be planning a big event, not only because he's an American being canonized, he's being canonized in the United States also. Yes. And being our namesake, I think we should plan a big event.
Sure.
It's up to the grand knight. It's back to you.
I got this.
Now, for our younger listeners out there, Time Magazine was a publication back before the internet, which was printed and mailed or sold on newsstands, and was all of the most important information at that time that you needed to know. Actually, at the time of his being on the cover, Time Magazine was one of the most popular and one of the most common periodicals in print.
Oh, that was the goal, to get on the cover of Time Magazine. I mean, that was...
It's not nearly as prestigious now as it was then. I believe Time is still a thing. But at the time, at the time that Archbishop Sheen made the cover, if you were on the cover of Time Magazine, everybody knew who you were. Everybody saw it. Everybody talked about it.
Right.
So that is quite the achievement.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was heaven. No, you were big time if you were on the cover of Time Magazine. And, you know, he won an Emmy Award too. He beat out Edward R. Murrow on his show that year. He won the Emmy Award, and he beat out a lot of big celebrities. And because of his television broadcasting, he was able to convert some very, very high-profile people. I'm sure a lot of regular people like us. But there were some high-profile people, too, who converted because of him.
And the neatest thing is I can guarantee you that, having listened to his sermons, having listened to him talk for so long, there's so much of his speaking out there. All of those accolades absolutely pale in comparison,
right,
to being anointed a saint, because that means that he made it.
If you have any interest, you can go on YouTube and type in Archbishop Fulton Sheen, and you can pull up a good number of his famous talks on YouTube. So it's a great reference, and some of them are pretty old, so the voice is good, but I mean, he was strong. He was very, very good.
And that means that you're listening to a saint, and what a blessing. What a blessing that is.
Yeah.
How many times can you say you heard a saint speak?
Yeah, or how many people, there might be some people alive who said, I shook his hand.
Right. I have a signed Time Magazine cover.
Yeah, right. Or the state policeman that pulled him over for speeding one day.
Right.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Rich. And again, I know that we've talked a lot about Archbishop Sheen, but number one, there's so much to say about him, and it is a special devotion and a neat thing because our council is dedicated to Archbishop Sheen. So it's a very exciting time, and we are extremely grateful and humbled to have our namesake being beatified. So neat. So here we are. It is July, as I mentioned, which means that we want to celebrate and recognize all of our fellow knights who have birthdays in July.
Brother Stephen Strassbaugh, Patrick Wachter, Michael Bodner Jr., Thomas Harrington, Paul Kennedy, Chester Becker, Elwood Bergen, Gregory Lynch, Gregory Leppert, Robert Somerville, Alan Grassley, Michael Johnson, Father Neville O'Donohue, James Hampson, Christopher Glass, Tony Joyo, Thomas Bartonope, Mark Weber, Bruce Cohen, Jonathan Flatley, Ernest Scheller, Lawrence Messer, James Warner, Timothy Ballard, Reginald Day, Edward Reed, Patrick Ulam, Bruce Abbott, Brian McNamara, Paul Petrosky, Richard Perrin, Michael McLaughlin, Timothy Abbott, Joseph Smith, Walter Fraser, and Kevin O'Connor.
Happy birthday to you!
As a reminder, you can keep up with the Knights of Columbus on our website, kfc7612.org. There you will find information about upcoming events, our council members, the various efforts that we're involved in, and much, much more. Additionally, if you missed something that we said earlier, or if you just want to keep listening because we are so much fun, there is a full archive of the Knights Around the Table podcast available at wsjf-radio.com/podcasts. As always, and I know I've said this before, but it is absolutely worth repeating, if you are interested in becoming a fellow knight, or if you know someone who would make a great knight, please send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. Our goal is to have every Catholic man in the community become a member, so if you are hearing this, we would love to have you. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners
now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Josh Beck, and I have been here with
Greg Oren
and Rich Perron.
And this has been Knights Around the Table. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out and about this month. Vivat Jesus.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klazer for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.